Now time for our Royal Valley locker room chat this week on KNTA. Brandon Tabman now joined by the Royal Valley girls basketball coach. That is David Boucher. A few minutes each and every week. We appreciate the time as always. Coach, two games in, one win, one loss. It started with the victory last week against Jackson Heights and then a loss Tuesday this week at Jefferson West. As we kind of get ready to dive into these a little bit more, just what's kind of the overall thoughts and takeaways from the first week of the season?
You know, on a good note is we have really grown as a team in a year. You know, a year ago we were averaging, you know, close to 20 turnovers a game, and through the first two games we're at 8 last night in a loss, and I think we were at 11 on Friday in a win, and that's fantastic early in this year. We also are sharing the ball really well. I think we have 23 total assists in two games, and so we got a strong positive assist to turnover ratio. We're playing hard and getting after it, and you know, we just got to shoot the ball a little bit better and execute just a little bit better in our loss last night. But you can't fault the effort of our girls and how hard they're playing and what they're trying to do.
It was good to see the physicality you guys were able to kind of put together in that victory last week against Jackson Heights. Samantha Klotz, Athena Broaddus down low. I thought you guys had a good emphasis on getting them the ball. And then Panna Wawasik, despite hurting that ankle, it appeared at one point in the first half, came back and she put together a really nice game in her first game at the varsity level. So it seemed like those three, at least in that Jackson Heights game, kind of the three keys to help you get that first win.
Overall, just some, you know, some really good play by those guys. And, you know, you look at last night's game and Athena had, you know, another 13 and a good rebounding performance. So yeah, I think, a lot of gutty, people doing some great things, you know, battling through injuries, like you mentioned with Pano, but, you know, and she fought through that and rehabbed all weekend to get ready for Tuesday and played, you know, you could tell it bothered her, but she kept in there and kept hanging in there like a champion would. You know, Sammy and Athena battled in there, Avery battled and Allie battled and Kibo battled. And, you know, I really love what we see with our effort and our grit and our love that we show. I'm a father with two daughters in the Roe Valley school system, and it's fun to have our team represent this school and have my young kids watch them play and play the game correctly.
Well, coming up on Friday, you travel to Sabetha. Blue Jays have played a difficult schedule here early, losing to Marysville last week, and then seeing always one of the best teams in the state. That's Wamego earlier this week. So they're off to an 0-2 start, but Blue Jays under a new head coach always seem to be a difficult challenge. What's kind of the preparation been like here the last couple of days? What's kind of the expectations for the Blue Jays?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if you could have a tougher two games. You know, I mean, you probably could, but it's a gauntlet for sure. You know, he's a new coach, but he's a Sabetha, he's a Sabetha cat, and he was in the program a year ago, and so he knows what the expectation is. He knows how to get the best out of his team, and so we're excited to play a familiar foe with just a different person at the helm. And you know, they're going to play discipline. They're not going to beat themselves. You know, they have some solid shooting and had some solid shooting return. You know, they're going to play strong defense and they're going to do what they want to do on offense. And it's going to be hard to speed them up and it's going to be hard to get them out of rhythm. And so we have to play our game and we have to focus on each possession and getting a little bit better every time.
Royal Valley girls basketball coach, that is David Boucher, joining us here each and every week. Two games in, a win and a loss, and they're back to it Friday at Sabetha. Of course, games you can watch on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday.
Thanks, sir.